Linda Burgess is here. She'll sort all this out for us. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Streaming, what do you think?
Oh, well, I was just thinking, I was a teacher for 20 years and I don't believe in it, actually. I don't. Uh-huh. There's a real joy in teaching a class of the top kids, and there's a real joy in teaching a class of the bottom kids too, because they so appreciate you explaining something to them.
Uh-huh.
But that sort of doesn't really, in the end, it's that sort of prejudice. I mean, when I was at school, Party District High, 60 years ago, we had three classes, little school. Professional was the top class, commercial was the second class, and vocational was the third class.
Really?
So you're expected, if you're in vocational, well, actually they're all the rich ones, they all became plumbers and electricians. But it was so, you know, it was so, and I remember a friend whose son was at Auckland Grammar, and they sat in order, you know, A, B, C, down there for assembly. And so the kids, it's just horrific.
Yeah,
it's just. But I don't know. Honestly, I have such mixed feelings.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Mm. It goes against the grain, I think, for a lot of people listening, because it just seems right that it wouldn't be very good for a top student to be in with students that would slow them down.
But
the research seems to suggest other.
Yeah. I mean, really, you can't. Actually, if they're really bright, they turn into people like A Spy Among Friends, which I'm going to just talk about for my
time. Yeah, this looks good.
Well, it is, because it's yet another television series about the Cambridge Five. Do you know, had you heard of the Cambridge Five?
I think you and I might have mentioned them before, because they pop up in the Crown? Was that one of the storylines in the Crown?
Oh, yeah, probably did. Oh, yes, it was probably Blunt. Because he was the queen. There were five of them, but only four of them are really well-known names. But anyone my age, much younger, will remember they were all Cambridge University students who joined the Communist Party when they were in the 1930s at university. Two of them went off to Russia quite early, but Blunt stayed in England. I don't think he ever went to Russia. And he was the Queen's art advisor.
Yeah.
And I read something recently which said, you know, did the Queen know that he was actually a spy for communists? I said, of course she did. How could she not have known? But he was such a good art advisor. Why would she? And actually, in a way, I sort of exactly see what they mean. Because I'm really, you know, loyalty, that whole thing about your country, you know, I was just thinking that lately we've had a couple of things. There was the, Gary Lineker, is that how his name is pronounced?
Yeah.
Who spoke out against what the Tories were doing in England. You know, he was head of BBC Sport, and it caused a huge fuss, and they sort of called him a traitor to, you know, the Tory party, which he obviously doesn't agree with the Tory party anyway. What I loved about that was when they sacked him, a lot of the staff at the BBC resigned.
Yeah, big story, wasn't it?
Yeah, I loved it. I like, that's what I call loyalty.
Well, they said, we won't commentate if he's not going to be able to commentate with us.
Yeah. And so I really like that. And also, even with Rob Campbell, you know, with that whole, you know, sort of being able to speak your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a great believer in speaking your mind, and it's got me in trouble in the past, but I just think you should. But I also don't believe in loyalty just for the sake of it. I don't think, not to your country, if you know what I mean. To me, I'm not a nationalist. And I can see how those guys at Cambridge got seduced by communism. It's not like, it wasn't like it is now with a ghastly Putin. Mm. It was something that it was
utopian, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
What's the TV show like? Does it do a good job of telling the story? It's easy enough to follow?
Yeah, I reckon. Yes, it is. And I reckon it's very good, actually. It's taken from, it's based on a book by Ben McIntyre, who's sort of a historian. My husband's goes to a men's book club, and they're always reading Ben McIntyre. He's exactly their sort of person. But, you know, he writes.
Oh, dear, men's book club. I know.
They're quite unusual. Well, probably more usual now. But anyway, Ben McIntyre wrote the book about the Cambridge Five, or four of them. It's because Philby had it's about friendship, actually. So Burgess and Maclean were in Russia having a dreadful time, and Philby was still in England, and a good friend of his, who's Nick, what's his name? I've got it here. Nicholas Elliot. But they were friends, and Nicholas Elliot worked for MI5, I think, and he had actually stuck up when they'd accused 10 years earlier Philby of being a spy. Nick Elliott said absolutely not. And so this is a sort of a slightly imaginative, creative look at the friendship between Philby and Elliot, because Elliot suddenly does learn about 10 years later that Philby was indeed a spy, and he goes to Beirut to sort of bring him home. Well, I've only watched 3 of the 6 episodes. It is very, very watchable. It's very good.
Great
actually.
Looking cast. Wow.
Look, honestly, you know, Damien Lewis, who was he's one of my favourites. You know, he's got that face. He's perfect for that role.
Yeah.
Because he's slightly... I was going to say coquettish, but he's got a wry face.
And he can sort of like go between good and evil, quite sure which is which, as was the case in Homeland, but also in Billions as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes in Billions you like him and sometimes you think he's a dirty rotter.
Yes, well, that's what he's very good at being. But the one fault, I think, with the program is they've introduced a character called Lily Thomas, who's not a real person, and she works for MI5 now, and she's trying to, you know, go through all the evidence and interviewing Nick Elliott and listening to hours and hours of tapes, because there's always, you know, there's one of those black vans with darkened windows parked outside the house. You know, obviously there's been something behind the painting of the Queen, you know, to tape them. But so she's going through all this information, but she's also in a position that she can't tell. She's got secrets, and she's got a husband who knows she has to keep the secrets. But so the terrible, you know, the how you have to be loyal and not loyal at the same time, and that's quite nicely done with her. But I don't quite think she's a bit sort of too modern, a bit too now, but she does go around wearing 2 woolen jumpers, and I always like that because they're always freezing because there's no heating in the 1950s in England. So that's Anna
Maxwell. What's she been on?
Well, she's one of those people who looks like someone you've seen in lots of things. I thought actually she'd been in an early The Railway Children and Swallows and Amazons or something, but I couldn't find that online. But she's been in other things.
Line of Duty. A real nasty character in that. She was the superior who always had that kind of... she was like one step ahead.
But she also looks like... Well, I won't go into her. She looks like someone else too, but there's something recognisable about her. But like Olivia Colman, not really. But that's
no,
the
time. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. Okay, I've got to watch that one
then. I really think you should. And, you know, dim lighting, the whole thing. But it's well written. It's well written. It's good. And I was thinking, this is like the things we used to have on television. You know, it's very BBC.
Quality.
Yeah, it is. Well,
it's called A Spy Among friends,
and it's on TVNZ Plus now. So, but it was only made at the end of last year, so I don't know whether it's been on TV One or not. I couldn't find that out.
It doesn't seem to matter anymore, does it?
They treat the two platforms pretty much
the same.
Yeah, and so you can binge, which is sort of good and bad. It's the sort of one, actually, you could watch every Sunday night quite happily.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Spy Among Friends, and then speaking of quality television.
Oh, The Tipping Point.
I must admit, I've walked through a room where this has been on and paused longer than I expected I was going to pause to watch it.
Well, because you keep waiting for the little button thing to go over the edge onto the next level. It's the most sort of pointless. Well, it's what it is. Is there's 4 people and they're never all that intelligent. Unlike the ones on the Chase, you know, who are usually, you know, you're quite well informed, but these ones sort of aren't. You know, there was someone writing the other day saying, they said, what Michael Jagger, the Rolling Stone Michael Jagger, what was he also, how was his name shortened? They didn't know. So that's what I mean, that's the level.
That's what we're dealing with,
But,
maybe I don't know if I'd do that with all the lights on and the audience and know that it means so much. I'd be, Michael Jagger, that's a strange name.
You mean Michael Jackson? But anyway, I'd have found myself a couple of times lately turning on the television at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and being transfixed by it. There's 4 people, they're asked a question, and if they get it right, they go and stand behind something that looks like a pinball machine, sort of, actually, and they say, drop in line, so there's about 6 lines across, drop in line 6, and then it goes down, and if it starts to budge other coupon-y things.
Yeah.
You know,
we used to have one in our takeaway shop in Clyde Street in Hamilton. It was the most exciting I don't know, it was seeing all those coins lined up and just the belief that your coin might be able to tip a few out.
Honestly, the cool boys in Pattaya used to play that sort of a game, and, you know, and stand there with your hips all sort of. But anyway, I don't know really why I watch it, but both of us get absolutely transfixed once we start. And you find yourself longing for the thing to go over and, you know, anyway. Pointless, but brilliantly engrossing. So,
I pitched it to you and said, Linda, I've got the idea for the next big hit show, you'd think I'd gone bonkers.
Yeah, I would. No, actually, I probably would believe you.
Because, I can see it.
So.
Good one. Lovely to have you on as always. Thank you.
And play some more Springsteen because I love Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, okay. Great. We'll do that. We'll do that after Brad Foster. Thanks so much.
Right, nice to talk.